stop searching for love in all the wrong places. For love has been found. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 387, titled, Stop Searching for Love in All the Wrong Places, for Love has Been Found. Beloved, beloved, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, sinners like you and me. Psychologists have long known that every person has two great longings and inward needs. The first is to be loved, and the second is to love. But when pressures and heartaches come into our lives, many give up any hope of ever finding love. So many people today feel like they are not loved and they don't have anybody to love. Millions of people who look like they have it going on are lonely, even with people living in the same house. Beloved, the tragedy is that we often look in the wrong places to feel this deep need, desire, and longing. Some substitute lust for love and come up empty-handed. Others pursue material things or superficial relationships and come up empty-handed, all in the futile attempt to fill a God-shaped vacuum in the human heart. But there is good news. There is a love worth finding, and in fact has been found, and a love worth sharing. The Holy Bible says God is love. The Holy Bible also says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, his name is Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, that is, perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Talk about love. On the cross of Christ, God's mighty love was revealed and offered unconditionally to all who would be saved. Dear friend, God loves you. He really does. And the truth of the matter is, he loves you like nobody else. Do you long to know this mighty love? The kind of love that while you're driving your car, tears will flow down your eyes for good reasons. When you are by yourself, you're moved to tears of joy because of this overwhelming, mighty love of God through Jesus Christ. I need to ask you the most important question you'll ever be asked. Do you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God loves you? That your sins are forgiven or can be forgiven if you trust Christ as Savior, and that you are saved and on your way to heaven? The great news is you can know, and you can know for sure. You don't have to be lonely anymore. I have been saved for 40 years. I trusted Christ as my Savior December the 19th, 1979. And I can truly tell you I have never experienced a lonely moment since that time. How can I be lonely when I have Jesus Christ in my life and with me all of the time? Let me share with you how to discover the greatest love of all time, the greatest love ever found. First, admit your sin. First, you must admit that you are a sinner. The Holy Bible says in Romans 3:10-23, there is none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. It is our sin that separates us from God and from fulfilling our deepest needs and longings. Sin is an offense against God that carries a serious penalty. According to Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, eternal separation from the love and mercy of God in that awful place called hell, which we all deserve. Even getting religion cannot get you to heaven. The Holy Bible says it is not by works of righteousness which we have done, such as going to church, giving money to the church, helping out in the community, but according to His mercy, according to God's mercy, according to God's mercy, that we are saved. Salvation is by God's mercy, by God's grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. Dear friend, acknowledge Christ's payment for your sin debt. What you cannot do for yourself, Jesus Christ has done for you. The Holy Bible says in Romans 5:8, but God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you and then rose from the dead to prove that His payment was acceptable to God. But you must acknowledge and believe this fact. Acts 16:31 says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou, you shalt be saved. Accept Christ as your Savior. Salvation is God's gift to you. Romans 6:23 states, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What beautiful words. What show of a permanent love. When someone offers you a priceless gift, the wisest thing you can do is accept it. This very moment you can trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. This very moment you can receive Christ's love gift of salvation to you by sincerely praying this simple prayer from your heart. Believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered, bled and died on the cross for your sins and mine, was buried and rose again on the third day by the power of God. So, dear friend, if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins in your place and rose on the third day from the dead, and you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart today so you can go to heaven when you die and avoid going to hell, experiencing the love, mercy, and grace of God, please pray with me, dear friend, what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name, Lord Jesus, I pray. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The gospel tract this podcast is based on is written by Adrian Rogers and published by Crossway, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this gospel tract online at crossway.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.